From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak. Today, Dr. Alan Cairns brings the concluding portion of a message entitled The Bible's First Lesson About the Spirit, part of a series of studies on the Holy Spirit. Dr. Cairns has pointed out how the person and work of the Spirit are revealed in the Scriptures. As Dr. Cairns has been emphasizing, the Holy Spirit is recognized preeminently in His activity. The Spirit inspired the Holy Scriptures. He guides God's people in worship. It is the Spirit's work that draws men to Christ and applies the Savior's merits in the work of regeneration. It is the power of the Holy Spirit that brings true revival. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will come to the Word of God. First, here is a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Not Forgotten. The text is Isaiah chapter 44 and verse 21. Thou art my servant, O Israel, thou shalt not be forgotten of me. Our Jehovah cannot so forget his servants as to cease to love them. He chose them not for a time, but forever. He knew what they would be when he called them into the divine family. He blots out their sins like a cloud, and we may be sure that he will not turn them out of doors for iniquities which he has blotted out. It would be blasphemy to imagine such a thing. He will not forget them so as to cease to think of them. One forgetful moment on the part of our God would be our ruin. Therefore, he says, Thou shalt not be forgotten of me. Men forget us. Those whom we have benefited turn against us. We have no abiding place in the fickle hearts of men. But God will never forget one of his true servants. He binds himself to us not by what we do for him, but by what he has done for us. We have been loved too long and bought at too great a price to be now forgotten. Jesus sees in us his soul's travail, and that he never can forget. The Father sees in us the spouse of his Son, and the Spirit sees in us his own effectual work. The Lord thinketh upon us. This day we shall be succored and sustained. Oh, that the Lord may never be forgotten of us.
Glory here, through no each thought.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We've been greatly encouraged by the response to these broadcasts. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. From time to time, we're able to offer various of our publications to those who request them. We're pleased to announce that the Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine is available to you. The principal focus of this particular issue is the prophet Daniel. There are 5 articles written by various ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church dealing with such subjects as glorifying God in an ungodly world, Daniel, a man of prayer, and the prophet's visions. Also, this issue commences a series of articles about the founding fathers of the Free Presbyterian Church. In this issue, you'll read about the life and ministry of Dr. Ian Paisley. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word, radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? Or, how do we know that the Bible is the Word of God? Or, what is the greatest need of the church today? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
The Holy Spirit alone can apply Christ. For instance, who can regenerate? Only the Holy Ghost. Ezekiel 36:27. You've got a promise of the regeneration which the Spirit gives. A new heart. In John 3:5, the Lord Jesus spoke of the new birth as being born of the Spirit. In 1 Corinthians 12:13, that new birth or that regeneration is called being baptized by the Spirit into the body of Jesus Christ. My friend, this is why I say in all our preaching and all our witnessing, we need to be praying for the work of the Holy Ghost. Salvation is not just getting them to say the magic words of the sinner's prayer. Salvation is not just overcoming men with argument in order to get them to make a decision. Salvation is the work of the Holy Spirit, whereby He makes dead men come to life, and He imparts to them all the merits of Jesus Christ, applying the precious blood for their redemption. The Holy Spirit in regeneration. He also works in sanctification, conforming us to the image of Christ. He also works in giving the Christian assurance and stamping him with security. His Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit who convinced me I was a sinner. It's only the Holy Spirit who can convince me that I'm a saint. And my security, is it my hold on Christ? No, sir. It is His hold on me. And how do I know He's got the hold of me? Because I am sealed by the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 1:13. This is our security. The Holy Ghost operates them to make Christians holy. He makes Christians sure. He gives them help, their assistance and guidance. I love the words of Romans 8:26. He helpeth our infirmities. The Holy Spirit helps us. There is assistance from the Spirit of God. There is empowerment from the Spirit of God. This comes out very clearly in the fact that He guides His people. Now, we don't want to be over mystical about this, but I want to tell you, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him. And when a Christian is found daily in the Word of God, with his heart submitted to the Word of God, with his mind and will open to the Word of God, and with his cry to God by His Spirit to minister Christ to his heart, then the Holy Spirit of God will minister Christ, and the Holy Spirit will guide a Christian. Beware of that strange kind of guidance that comes just like a funny feeling from nowhere. Beware of that strange kind of guidance that Christians so often talk about. Well, I feel that the Lord is leading me to do this, and I feel that the Lord is leading me to do the other thing, and they feel so many things that the Lord is neither partner nor all. Now, the Lord can direct your feelings and all the rest of it, but remember, the Spirit works through the Word. He works through the Word. Let's go to the book. Let's ask the Lord to guide us there. The Holy Spirit is also active in service. Here is something we will look at in rather more detail in days to come. The power of the Spirit in the Christian's life for service. In the book of Judges, again and again, you'll read that the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. Judges 3:10, for instance, you've got Othniel, the first judge. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him. In Judges 6:34, you've got Gideon, and he's about to do a mighty work for God. How does he do it? He's the poorest in the tribe. He's just a poor, insignificant man. He can do nothing, but the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. Does Acts 1:8 not say, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you? There is such a thing as power for service. There is such a thing as an endowment with the Holy Ghost, being filled with all the fullness of His power. And that is the great necessity in the service of Jesus Christ. The endowment of the Spirit's power. He's active there. And when the Spirit fills His people, then there's always the outworking of that in demonstration. 1 Corinthians 2 and 4. Paul said he came to Corinth in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. Now let me be frank with you, and I trust the Lord will challenge your heart and challenge mine by this. We can talk all we like about the Orthodox doctrine of the Holy Ghost. We can have it all off pat. But let me tell you, it's not going to convince anybody until there's a demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Until the Holy Spirit starts to work. We need to see Him working in our city and right across this nation. We need to see Him working in our homes and in our family circles. We need to see Him working among hardened sinners. We need to see Him cause concern where now there's only utter indifference. We need to see the Holy Ghost smite men down under a burden of sin and raise them up in the joy of Christ's salvation. We need that. The demonstration. If you're in the meeting this morning and you're not saved, I tell you the Holy Spirit is also active in invitation. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. And when you're invited to Christ, and in your heart there is a pull to the Savior, remember, it is the Spirit of God who says, come. Come to Christ, therefore, in full assurance that the Spirit who calls will welcome you to the Lord. Now this is the activity of the Spirit. Some of these things you know are not for our day. Inspiration is finished. Creation in the physical realm is not for our day. Nehemiah 9 shows that it's finished. God is now upholding what He has created. But most of these things are for our day. We can see people regenerated. We can see Christians filled with the Holy Ghost. We can see churches carried along in the power of God. We can see a demonstration of God in our day. These things are for our day. Let's ask the Lord to do them. That leads me to finish in a few words with the third or the fourth and final main point of this text, which is the power of the Holy Spirit. Now you see how the Spirit works, and this is just the pattern. We'll work it out in detail in the weeks to come. He moved when there was chaos, and out of chaos He brought perfect order. That's how the Spirit moves. He did that in creation. That's what He does in regeneration. God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. That's bringing order out of chaos. If you want a wonderfully vivid description of this, you should study in Galatians 5. In verse 19 you have the works of the flesh, and they are manifest. And what a list of foul things you have attributed to the flesh. That's the chaos of sin. But then verse 22, you've got the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, etc. Out of chaos, He brings order. I want to tell you, my friend, that's what the Holy Ghost can do for you as He applies the blood of Christ to your heart. If you're in this meeting this morning and your life's in chaos because of sin, the Holy Spirit can bring you to a Savior who will make you every whit whole. And then finally, this is what he does in revival. Is revival possible? Well, does the Bible ever tell us that it's not possible? I believe that we make so many excuses. We're in the last days and all the rest of it. Let's make no excuse. In Isaiah 32, 14 and 15, you'll find there's chaos until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high. That's what's happening today. In Ezekiel 37, you've got a picture. It's a prophecy of Israel, I know, but it's also a picture and a parable. The Valley of Dry Bones. That's chaos. But God brings them together and he says, prophecy to the wind, prophecy to the Spirit. And when the Spirit comes upon them, then they come together, bone to bone, and they stand on their feet, a great army. And God breathes into them his life. That's what he does in revival. From chaos, he brings perfect order. This then is the first lesson in the Bible of the person and of the activity of the Holy Spirit. As we proceed through the scriptures in the weeks to come, as the Lord wills, you'll find that every one of these things is taken and it's elaborated upon and it's filled out to its fullness. We have seen them in the seed bed, as it were, today. We know that the Holy Spirit is God. He's divine. He is eternal. He is still, therefore, the same today as ever he was before. He is sovereign. Therefore, the hardness of the days and the opposition of the devil cannot stand in his way. He is sovereign and irresistible in his power. And he is active. The Holy Ghost is active. His power, the same today as ever it was before. Let's ask the Lord, therefore, to visit us with the demonstration of the Spirit in his power.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.